The Warriors and Cavs game one of the NBA Finals played with an intensity that the Warriors were able to build upon, and Kevin Durant's intensity was key. A real great team effort all around. The Warriors limiting turnovers in a major way and bringing home a victory in this game one. And when you look at what Durant was able to do in this game, it was a stunning display with a game-high 38 points to go with 8 rebounds and 8 assists, as Stephen Curry delivered 6 three-pointers on his way to 28 points and 10 assists. As the Warriors get it done in this game one, 113-91 the final. Here's Coach Brown.
I give our guys credit. Steve just said it to our guys at the end of the game. We had a formula, and our guys did a nice job trying to follow it. And you give him credit. He's talked from day one about winning the possession game. And, you know, our guys had 4 turnovers for the course of the game. And it's a good defensive team. And they're active and athletic and long, and they anticipate really well. So for them to be able to jump the passing lanes like they have in the past and so on and so forth, for our guys to go out there for 48 minutes and have 4 turnovers was fantastic. You know, another thing we talked about was keeping them off the offensive glass. And, you know, Tristan Thompson's a load. He's been destroying almost everyone he's come across in the playoffs on the offensive glass. And, you know, Zaza Pachulia didn't play a ton of minutes, but the minutes he played, especially at the beginning of the game, kind of set the tone for us on the offensive glass. And so, you know, small contributions like that from our entire roster bode well for a good game. You know, obviously KD scored and Steph scored, but what you like about both those guys, Steph had 10 assists. He also had 6 rebounds as your point guard. KD had 8 assists and then 8 rebounds. And then, you know, last but not least, I'll tell you what, and everybody's probably going to talk about it, and, you know, the number wasn't good in terms of 3 for 16, but, you know, we've asked Klay Thompson to do a lot throughout the course of our playoff run so far. I mean, he's guarded some tremendous, tremendous point guards. And, you know, he's chasing Kyrie around in pick and roll action, pin down action, ISO action, and transition. And you're not going to stop Kyrie. Kyrie's going to score. That's what he does. And one of the best in the world at it. And you give Klay Thompson a ton of credit because, you know, he's out there fighting over screens, getting hit, trying to contest, trying to rebound. He's trying to do it all for us defensively. And then offensively, he just keeps playing the right way. That's what we love about him.
John Dickinson from 95.7 The Game. Coach, when you look at Kevin Durant and his aggressiveness, in particular going to the basket and the way you guys were able to dominate in the paint, I mean, did Durant set that tone for you guys, and did you, is that something you felt you could exploit?
No doubt. You know, we were talking about it before the game, and, you know, Steve suggested we try to get the ball in his hands right away and put him in a position where he can attack downhill. And so we tried to do that early on, and KD didn't settle. When he had an opportunity, he went downhill, and it worked out well.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury's Bike. We all know that Durant and LeBron's the marquee matchup. What were your expectations for that going into the game? And since they ended up guarding each other almost the whole time, did you expect that, and how did you think that turned out?
Those are two big household names, and so, you know, we know you guys and the fans are going to want to see that and pick up on it. And, you know, I'm sure LeBron probably thinks he could play better, and, you know, you tip your hat off to KD because we put him on plenty of guys tonight. Not only did he guard LeBron, but he guarded Kevin Love for a while, and then, you know, we put him on Kyrie also. So his length and his versatility really help out, and I thought defensively overall on all the guys that he guarded, he did a fantastic job. He was a presence mentally and physically. He was locked in.
What was the emphasis for him specifically defending LeBron? Just stay big in front of him?
Stay big, and you know, LeBron is obviously a very good three-point shooter, and so we wanted, you know, KD to you know, make him try to drive, you know, at times, as opposed to being able to dance at the top of the floor and measure a three and, you know, try to use your length at the rim and see if he can score over the top of him.
Second row on the right.
Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. I know you weren't with the team last year, but I'm sure you saw a lot of the film. It seemed like in the playoffs last year, the tactic by opposing defenses was to really crowd at the three-point line, make you guys score inside. Cleveland had success with it. Obviously, today, that didn't work for them. Like, how does specifically Durant just change the dynamic of that with a team trying to crowd your outside shooting?
But, you know, obviously, he's 7 feet, and if he doesn't have the ball in his hands, if he's outside the three-point line, you know, you can't help off him much. And if you got Clay out there, you can't help off him much neither. So, you know, depending on who has the ball, that key is, or that lane could be wide open. And so, when we, you know, we feel like our opponents have to pick their poison. They're going to crowd the paint and take away, you know, our layups. Or are they going to guard the three? And, you know, it's just pleasure of having guys that can knock down that three ball or that are threats out there. And then on the flip side, you know, you saw it a couple of times. We were stressing to our wings. Steve stressed our wings even at halftime. Hey, run the floor and fill the corners. If you do that with the way we shoot the ball, I mean, you saw Kevin, I think Katie got maybe 3 uncontested dunks. Because we had Steph in one corner and Clay in the other corner, and Katie was pushing the basketball. You know, we want our guys to push on every possession, make or miss, because we feel like we play a lot of guys. We feel like our guys are well rested, and we feel like we should be able to attack on every single play. And our guys did that, but it was really important to get our guys to the corner to flatten out the defense and make them decide, you're going to lead the corner, 3-point shooter, and stop the ball, or are you going to stay home?
Greg Logan of New York Newsday. Despite your incredible dominance in the paint in the first half, it was still only an 8-point game. What was the talk at halftime? What do you think fed into that that 13-0 run and keeping them off the board for more than 4 minutes?
Well, we felt pretty good at halftime. We felt like we played pretty good basketball. We missed a lot of layups that we usually make, and we missed a few jumpers that we usually make. And we felt that, you know, we were trying to keep the game simple offensively because maybe we had 1 or 2 turnovers, I think, at halftime. And, and you know, defensively, we knew we could play better. There were a couple of times where we got messed up in our rotations and we kind of stopped. And we didn't continue to give the multiple effort to close out the shooters, and they knocked down some shots. So, we felt like we can play better than what we were playing defensively. And the second half, I thought Draymond set the tone. It was maybe the first or second possession. I think they tried to post Steph with J.R. Smith, and Steph did a nice job fighting him, and Draymond came over, and there was a loose ball on the ground, and Draymond was the first one to the floor. I mean, and came up with it, and we were off to the races, knocked down a 3 maybe, and from there, with the fans in this building, it's tough to recover for anybody.
And quick follow, with the magnitude of this win, does that have a mental impact on both teams going forward?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, they're a veteran team, and they've been in this situation before, so they're definitely not going to panic, or they're not going to think that we have an advantage, and our guys don't either. Our guys, again, they're a veteran group. They know what they need to do. And so the challenge for them is, or for us, is are we going to go out and do it again?
Art in the second row.
Yeah, Art Spander, a San Francisco Examiner. Mike, you've been around the game for a while. Yeah. You coach LeBron. Anybody that KD resembles with his height and his quickness can play, he's almost like a point guard who can play center.
LeBron?
KD.
Yeah, KD's so versatile. I mean, we put him basically at all 4 positions, and we probably could play him at the 5 or at the center spot. But doggone Bob Meyer signed like 18 centers, so we got to find minutes for him. So KD can't play center, but other than that, he can play any of the other 4 positions.
Coach Steve Bitker from KCBS. Coach Kerr always talks about the assist to turnover ratio and how important it is. Yeah. Have you ever seen, it was 20-1 at the half and 31-4 at the end of the game, especially for a playoff game. Have you seen that before? And were you surprised at all by the fact that they came out so sharp after 9 days of not playing?
No, after being around this group for a year, anything that they do that's out of the ordinary, which, you know, the turnover, assist to turnover ratio is, that doesn't surprise me because they're capable of doing some extraordinary things. But yeah, 31 assists, four turnovers. Who would have thought? I wouldn't imagine it, especially going into game one against that team, because that team is, they're very good defensively. They switch a lot of stuff. They're in the passing lanes. They're physical. And so I give our guys credit for them taking care of the ball. And as Steve has preached from day one, if we win the possession game, we'll have a chance to win the game.
Back right.
Coach, Davide Chinellato, Gazzetta Italy. Obviously, you guys dominated and win a big game, but is there anything you are not satisfied with, especially going into game two?
Yeah, I mean, just like them, I'm sure they feel like they can play better, but we feel like we can shoot better, not just from the perimeter, but again, like I said, we feel like we had some bunnies around the rim that we didn't finish that we normally finish, so that's one area we feel like we can do a better job in. And then in the first half, I thought defensively, the multiple effort wasn't quite there all the time. You know, we stopped on rotations and they got some good looks, so we can continue to get better in that area especially.
And after Coach Brown, both Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant joined each other at the podium in the postgame. Here is what they had to say.
Kevin, in the first half, you had 23 points, but you were 0 for 2, 3 points. You were going to the rim and dunking a lot. Was that part of the game plan, or was that organic that just developed because of the way things were going?
That was organic. I don't know when I'm a dunk or when I'm gonna get wide open three or mm-hmm. I just go out there and play and try not to predetermine anything, just go out there and hoop. And tonight we could be a lot better than we were tonight. But in the finals, you get a W, we'll take it.
Tim, next row up.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Kevin, you know you had LeBron as the assignment. He guarded you. What were you thinking going into this? What were you emphasizing, and how did you think that matchup turned out?
Well, it's not about me. He's going to do what he does. You know, he's LeBron James. You guys know what he can do. So I just try to play as hard as I can and not make it about a matchup. It's about us. It's about Golden State Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, and we only going to do it together. And, you know, that's just our whole mindset. And so I just try to do my part, stay locked in on both ends, and have some fun out there. But they're tough to stop, you know, but I think we did it as a group tonight.
Same row towards the center.
Yeah, question for Steph. Ryan Leong with the Associated Press Radio. Steph, you mentioned how you don't want to relive anything that happened last year. Where does this win put you guys as far as, like, just taking the lead in this series to start off?
I mean, it's a focus on what's in front of you. And we had an opportunity to win our, the first game of the series, get off to a good start. We were able to do that. Like Kay said, we feel like we can play much better, especially offensively. And early in the game, just finishing better around the rim. Those open opportunities that we had because we were moving the ball well and trying to force him into tough decisions on the defensive end. But the best thing about tonight, obviously, was just our defensive presence and effort for 48 minutes. They're going to make tough shots. They're a talented team. They have two of the best scorers in the league. So you got to just keep pressing, sticking to the game plan. But, like I said, focus with what's in front of you. You know, win one game. Now we look to Sunday to try to do it again. We've been here before and know there's a lot of work left to do. So, good start.
Rachel, back left.
Rachel Nichols, ESPN. Kevin, you just mentioned having fun out there. Indulge those of us who are not 7 foot tall and tell us what it feels like when Steph Curry is drawing defenders and the lanes clear out for you. You can just go for the basket in an NBA Finals game and dunk the way you were doing tonight.
Like I said, I'm only as good as my teammates. Well, I didn't say that here. I said that to Doris Burke after the game. But I'm only as good as my teammates and Steph and Clay and Draymond and Zaza and the rest of the guys. We just compliment each other, try to compliment each other and make it the game easier for each other. And, you know, in transition, I only could get in transition because we got stops and rebounded. And they're a great offensive rebounding team, you know. And, you know, we got to take them off the glass if we want to you know, if we want to win. And I think we did a solid job of that. They did have, 15 offensive rebounds, so we got to correct that. But only way you get out in transition and get those baskets and get the crowd into it is if we get stopped. So I just try to focus on defense.
How easy do your teammates make it for you?
It's not easy at all. You know, we got to go out there and execute. It's hard to try to do it every possession. You know, you got to stay locked in and focus every possession if you want to do it. So, you know, it's not easy at all.
Robert on the left side.
Robert Littow, Black Sports Online. Steph, I noticed that you ditched the sleeve for this game. I thought it looked pretty good fashion-wise on you. But what was kind of the decision behind that? Is your elbow feeling better?
Low-key, I've always wanted to be like Allen Iverson. That was the only way I could really come close. But it just wasn't feeling right, just kind of a split decision, just whatever. It's accessories, it don't really matter. Just keep playing.
And I had a quick question for you, Kevin. Toward the end of the game, you shot a three, kind of putting the dagger into him, and you looked toward the crowd, toward Rihanna. Was that on purpose, or do you remember that? Or
I don't even remember that.
Well, just to let you know, social media is buzzing about
really?
It. Really? Yes.
Don't get in that trap.
Yeah,
bro.
Don't get in that trap. I'm cool. Have fun with that.
Michael on the right side on the aisle.
Steph, Michael Grange from Sportsnet over here to your right. You're up 1-0. You obviously were up 2-0 this time last year. I presume it'll be fairly easy to take it kind of one game at a time based on your experience a year ago.
No, for sure. For sure. That's, we talked about going into the series. You know, a lot of us have been through both sides of you know, a championship run and a finals kind of back and forth. And you're not going to see crazy celebrations. You're not going to see us getting ahead of ourselves. We obviously, like Kay said, we're going to enjoy what we do on the floor and going to be passionate about it and have each other's backs where we're out there. But every 48 minutes is a separate event, a separate mentality, and the goal obviously is to lock in on the moment. So it should be very easy for us to do that, all things considered.
Game two is Sunday night here at Oracle Arena before the series shifts to Cleveland for games 3 and 4. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Finals.